Women, opening track from 1987's Hysteria by Def Leppard. A very, very powerful, successful, epic album, but it was plagued by a lot of drama, a lot of heartbreak, and a lot of tension, if I'm being honest. And I think the best way to start would be with producer Mutt Lang. And this is a guy that they were very comfortable with and they had worked with prior to this. But by this point, and in the time that Hysteria was starting to get moving, he dropped out, you know, just exhausted, needing a break, and he left the project. Def Leppard turned to a songwriter by the name of Jim Steinman, who had worked with Meatloaf as well. Unfortunately, Steinman had kind of a different view of what Def Leppard needed to sound like. It was more hard rock than they wanted, different production. And Def Leppard, unhappy with that, ultimately let him go. And then they decided to try to produce the album themselves. That didn't work as well, and they ultimately shut down the production of Hysteria. Unfortunately, as if that wasn't bad enough, it would get worse shortly after that, and specifically New Year's Eve 1984, with a car accident involving drummer Rick Allen that would really alter not only the band, but him. Animal, Def Leppard's Hysteria, 1987. Just a couple of years prior to that, however, it was New Year's Eve 1984. Drummer Rick Allen would be involved in a car accident and lose his arm. Now, your drummer loses an arm, that's going to cause an obvious problem. A lot of people thought that they needed to replace him and find somebody new. The band, not having it. And I love what Phil Collins said. That wasn't even a thought for us. You don't kick a man when he's down. Tell somebody when they go through something traumatic like that, sorry, you're out. No, they were determined to keep going with Rick, and that's ultimately what they did. Rick was able to heal from the accident and start playing again using his feet to trigger drum sounds he used to play with his left arm. And it worked out. And ultimately, that started to turn the tide for this album. When you make love. Pour Some Sugar on Me. Funny enough, that song was almost not even on the album. No, it was originally their final recording session when that was added at the very last minute. Rick Allen's car accident lost his arm, but he was healed and he ultimately learned to play. That was when Mutt Lang contacted the band again. Producer Mutt Lang decided, hey, let's get the ball rolling on this project. I have a studio available. Let's get in there. And that's what they did from about mid-1986 to early 87. And the album came together. Unfortunately, the problems that dragged through the making of that would continue shortly after with the loss of guitarist Steve Clark. And the title track from the 1987 Def Leppard album, Hysteria, one of the handfuls that would chart 7 singles or more in the Hot 100, that was Women, Animal, Pour Some Sugar on Me, Love Bites, Armageddon It, and that song. It was a massive success, and amazingly so, considering all the delays and lengthy gap of recording. That was something that Def Leppard didn't want to experience again. So they quickly got to work on the 5th album, Adrenalize. Unfortunately, there would be even more issues. Steve Clark really battling alcoholism for a while, and that continued to worsen to the point where recording sessions for Adrenalize were constantly being sidelined. And it was a distraction, and ultimately he was granted a leave of absence, about 6 months, from the band so he could try to fix that issue. Unfortunately, he would pass away in January of 1991. After a mix of prescription drugs and alcohol. The band decided, you know, we'll carry on and honor his legacy and record the new album as a 4-piece. Phil Collin trying to mimic Steve Clark in that process. Are you excitable? Def Leppard, Excitable from the 1987 Hysteria album. Producer Mutt Lang seemed to be right on the money when he said that this album would be the hard rock version of Thriller. It's no surprise that Legacy is so cemented despite the distractions, despite the problems and the issues that could have easily derailed any band, but not Def Leppard.